Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 713 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky announced creation of a new separate branch of the military, the Unmanned Systems Forces. Zelensky signed a decree tasking the government and the general staff to submit proposals to the National Security and Defense Council. The head of state stressed that this is not a matter of the future, but something that should yield a very concrete result shortly. Quote, "This year should be pivotal in many ways, and obviously on the battlefield as well. Drones, unmanned systems, have proven their effectiveness in battles on land, in the sky, and at sea," unquote, said the president. He recalled that Ukraine has changed the security situation in the Black Sea with the help of drones, repelled ground assaults, destroyed invaders and their equipment. According to Zelensky, creation of a separate branch of the armed forces will help to establish special staff positions for drone operators, special units, effective training, systematization of experience, constant scaling of production, and the involvement of the best ideas and top specialists in this field. Hackers from the Prana Network Group managed to get access to mail servers of the Iranian company IRGC Sahara Thunder, which contained an array of data on the production of Shahed attack drones for Russia, reports Militarny. As noted, the company is a fictitious one, under the leadership of the Guards of the Islamic Revolution, which is responsible for the sale of weapons to Russia. Hackers in particular published information that the starting price of Shahed was announced by the Iranian side at $375,000 per unit. However, during the negotiations, an agreement was reached at $193,000 per unit when ordering 6,000 units and $290,000 when ordering 2,000 units. According to other published documents, at least partially, Moscow conducts its financial transactions and payments with Tehran in gold. Thus, in February 2023, the Russian Alabuga Machines company transferred 2 million grams of gold ingots to the Iranian Front Company, presumably as payment for services and goods. Shahed drones are widely used by the Russian forces since autumn 2022 to strike targets all over Ukraine. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Digital Transformation Mykhailo Fedorov announced plans to launch a service of online marriage in the state DIA application, reports Detector Media. With the help of this function, people will be able to get married via video link. The minister noted that such an option will be useful for the military because they will have the opportunity to get married at a distance. According to him, the service will be secure and will have several stages of verification. DIA is an official government application of Ukraine which contains a number of digital versions of documents like driver's license, ID, passport for travels abroad, and others, as well as provides different services like registering a car or paying traffic fines. In 2023, DIA introduced the possibility to apply for marriage online, but you still need to come to the office to register it. Prime Minister Denis Shmigal informed that in January, Ukraine reached the pre-full-scale war volume of exports by sea, thanks to the functioning of the Ukrainian Maritime Corridor, reports Ekonomichna Pravda. He reminded that the corridor has been operating for half a year, and in parallel, it was possible to launch a project related to the insurance of exports against military risks, namely the insurance of ships entering Ukrainian ports. According to the head of the Ukrainian government, more than 660 ships have already passed through the new grain corridor, which transported about 20 million tons of cargo. According to the head of the Ukrainian government, more than 660 ships have already passed through the new grain corridor, which transported about 20 million tons of cargo to 32 countries of the world. 70% of these cargoes are agricultural products. In January, in monetary terms, total Ukrainian exports amounted to $3.1 billion, of which $1.9 billion are marine exports. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.